Jazz bassist Neil Kane divides his time between New York and New Orleans. He's worked with a lot of singers, having performed or recorded with Betty Carter, Diana Krall, Maria Muldaur, and his regular boss, Harry Connick Jr. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that resume won't prepare you for what Kane's own first album sounds like. Kevin says it bodes well for the future.
It makes twisted sense that Neil Kane would record his almost eerily subdued music while working for extroverted showman Harry Connick. It's as if Kane wanted some relief from the sis-boom-ba of show business without giving up the power of a good melody. Kane's CD, Backstabber's Ball, has a few good tunes in an age when even one memorable number can make an album stand out. His disc is on the Smalls label of the Greenwich Village nightclub Smalls, a haven for younger musicians like Kane who bring a fresh approach to the grand tradition. Most band leaders who draft two tenor saxophonists into a quartet look for contrasting players, one who blows hot and the other cool. But Kane's tenors, Ned Gould, who plays with him in Connick's band, and Stephen Riley, who doubles on alto clarinet, are as cool as twin popsicles. They exploit their similarity to good effect. They've worked so hard on phrasing together. At times, they sound oddly like Rosson Roland Kirk when he played two saxes at once. At least, if Kirk had played at a whisper. Quiet atmosphere, ghostly harmonizing of the horns, and Neil Kane's knack for writing wistful melodies that sound like half-remembered standards give his music a mysterioso atmosphere too rare in jazz. He takes elements you can trace back to one trend or another and spins something new out of them. There are echoes of cool saxophonists like Stan Getz and Jimmy Giuffre, and bits or pieces that sound inspired by bassist leaders Charles Mingus, Dave Holland, and Charlie Hayden. Whether Kane hears it that way is another thing, but it doesn't really matter. This music stands on its own legs. Here's Kane's tune, Late Night Living, where one saxophonist overdubs an extra line to fill out the sound. Bassist Neil Kane's partner in the rhythm section is drummer Jason Marcellus, who's self-effacing almost to a fault here. No sis-boom-ba for him. Kane steps out for a few sturdy solos, but this is less a showcase for his bass playing than his composing and artistic vision. It's the rare jazz record, let alone a leader's debut, which makes such a strong statement by treading so carefully.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Backstabber's Ball by bassist Neil Kane on the Smalls label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, Sam Brigger, and Joan Tui Westman. Audrey Bentham is our engineer. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. We all wish you a good holiday. We'll close with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five playing Fireworks.